This is a CBC podcast. If you have an iPhone or an iPod Touch, make sure to download the CBC Radio app. It makes it easy to access CBC's live radio streams and on-demand shows. Find it at the App Store today.
More now on a taboo topic for ministers of natural resources. Why did a federal civil servant advise his minister that it would be risky to talk to provincial ministers, including Kathy Dunderdale, about a Gulf of Mexico-type oil spill on the Grand Banks? A briefing note to that effect was obtained by the Canadian press this week. When asked about this, Minister Dunderdale said she never felt any subjects were intentionally avoided when she met with Christian Paradis in the months after the Gulf oil spill. Still, it's worrisome to seabird expert Bill Montevecchi. I caught up with him via cell phone when he was pulled over on the Burgio Highway yesterday. Bill Montevecchi, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
What did you think when you heard that this advisor had suggested to the minister not to talk about this?
You'd wonder about the minister's advisors, for sure. I mean, one, to make such a recommendation, and two, to even think that the ministers of natural resources in Newfoundland and Labrador and Nova Scotia wouldn't be totally well aware. The blowout on the Grand Banks would certainly be catastrophic for seabirds. So I guess the question would be, at the end of the day, did the minister take the advice? Not so much that it was offered. Did the minister take it and then not raise the issue with the provincial ministers?
But I mean, when this sort of thing gets out, I mean, you got to look at how risky it is not to talk about.
Well, that's absolutely the case, and I think what the issue is to maximize the amount of information flow wherever it is, whether it's in the political realm or the biological realm, and I think that's always been the fundamental issue here, is maximizing information, and particularly in this case, environmental information about seabirds, which is incredibly inadequate for what's happening right now, in our oil production and exploration on the Grand Banks.
So just to recap, we've got this advisor suggesting that a federal minister not talk about the impact. On the other hand, we have the provincial minister not expressing any concern about the note, saying that the federal minister was open with her. Are they, in your view, taking the threat of a spill and its consequences seriously enough?
Well, I don't think our Minister of Natural Resources is. We've just drilled the deepest well in Canadian history. There were no independent observers. You know, this is in the Orphan Basin, the deepest well in Canadian history. No independent observers to even assess what seabirds were in the area. We know that's an important site for seabirds. So that's not taking it seriously at all. And in a sense, you know, this is the weakness of the CNLOPB that you hear so much about. The CNLOPB actually has an inadequate environmental mandate. And essentially the way things are happening is that no information is taken as no problem. And that in and of itself is the problem. There's no information.
Mm. Well, I mean, we know that if there were a significant oil spill, I mean, it would have impact on birds. I mean, we know that.
Right.
So do you have other examples of attempts to keep people from talking about the total impact, or at least discussing what we might do to prevent one?
Yes, for sure, Jeff. But the other thing I would just want to say is that we do know that it would have that impact, but in fact, how do we prepare for that? You know, I mean, right now I'm in pretty extensive discussions with people in the U.S. Fish and Wildlife about what happened in the Gulf of Mexico. And, you know, it's right now, it's crisis management down there because there weren't adequate surveys of what was in the area. And so now everybody's trying to figure it out in retrospect. And with regard to information flow, I would just say that, we have provincial biologists, we have naturalists that work at Cape St. Mary's. We have federal scientists whose mandate is marine birds. All of these scientists, all of these biologists, you know, they're gagged. You know, they can't, you know, if they see oiled birds, they can't say anything. Hopefully they can raise issues internally, but they just simply have no, you know, so how does the public get the information?
So not only, let me stop you there, just to clarify that, we have federal scientists and even workers at the bird sanctuary at Cape St. Mary's who are muzzled.
Oh, that's absolutely the case. We know, you know, that biologists that work with our provincial government, naturalists with the provincial government, federal scientists with Environment Canada, Canadian Wildlife Service, they can't speak to the public at all. They can't raise issues in the public domain with you, for example, or other media if they see oiled seabirds. You know, so again, from my perspective, I feel incredibly privileged and in some sense responsible that, you know, I can have this opportunity. And I can tell you that sometimes when I speak to you, it's because I've had information from provincial and federal colleagues who can't speak to you. And that's happened a number of times over the years. And it doesn't seem to be the best way for us to be most informed about what's happening in our environment, and particularly an environment that, you know, is far away and we don't see, you know, in the offshore. So we have a long way to go.
Appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Well, Jeff, you're welcome. I really appreciate the call. It's really an important issue. Thank you.
That's Bill Monavecchi, a bird expert and ocean sciences professor at Memorial University.
For more on all of our CBC podcasts, head to cbc.ca/podcasting.